Chapter 3. Rescue at Sea. Xuri and I sailed south from Sale. The boat was small, so we stayed near the shore. We sailed for several days. We went on shore to get food and water. Sometimes people gave us food, and sometimes we shot small animals to eat. One day, we saw a ship in the distance. I fired a gun as a signal. The ship sailed towards us, and I saw a Portuguese flag. The sailors shouted to us in many different languages. "I don't understand," I shouted in English.
"We saw the smoke from your gun,"
one of the sailors answered in English.
"Do you need help?"
"Yes,"
I shouted. I told them our story. Then I asked,
"Can you take us on your ship? Our boat is too small to sail a long distance."
"I'm the captain,"
another man answered. He spoke English with a Portuguese accent.
"Come aboard. We're sailing to Brazil. You can come with us."
We reached Brazil in 3 weeks. Xuri decided to work on the ship, but I wanted to stay in Brazil. I had some money in England, and I asked the captain to bring it on his next voyage to Brazil. When I received the money, I bought a plantation. I lived in Brazil for 4 years. I learned the Portuguese language and made many friends. I told them about my adventures at sea. One day, some of my friends asked,
"Will you go to Africa to buy slaves to work on our plantations?"
"Don't worry about your plantation while you're away, Robinson,"
my friend Roberto added.
"I will look after it for you."
"You know me very well," I laughed. "You know I can't resist an opportunity to go on a sea voyage." "Yes, I will go."